right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. Now, we were talking, and we're going to get to the phone call. I just want to lay this out.
Yeah.
You were just talking about that nobody really hates anybody anymore, like back in the day, Ray Nitschke and Butkus. Well, our next guest, Rob Font, is from the Boston area.
He is.
I bet you he's not real fond of a lot of things in New York. So that would answer your question. Rob, how are you? Rob, how are you?
Maybe he's not fond of you.
That could be. Yes, sir. How are you? Yep, we can hear you. We can hear you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So in the first hour, we were talking about, and a little more NFL stuff, about how players back in the day disliked, you know, Green Bay disliked Chicago. You being from the Boston area, is there dislike with you for New York and the Yankees and Rangers and all those guys?
Oh, of course, man. Of course. You know, you got to – coming from Boston, you know, city of champions, you know, we always got that little chip on our shoulder. So, yeah, I wouldn't say I would go out there and try to, like, start a riot or anything like that, but I definitely got a little hatred towards New York or especially from Miami right now.
From a total personal question, is there still construction going around at that tunnel in Boston?
There's always something going on. Actually, coming – to Milwaukee, there was a detour going to the airport. There's always type of work going on in the Boston area.
That's awesome. And just so that people, you know, understand why I'm asking, I was stationed right outside Logan Airport at Maverick Station in 1979, and there was construction in that tunnel, and there's still construction in that tunnel. Is there like a special feeling, you know, one of those, you know, bang on the chest kind of things, you know, when you say you're from Boston? I was born in Philly. I've lived in Philly maybe a year of my entire life, but it's just something when I say I'm from Philly. What's it like to say I'm from the Boston area?
Yeah, you know, it's great. You know, you can tell right when you land from the airport. You know, you see all the banners up, you know, see from the Bruins, Celtics, obviously the Patriots and the Red Sox. You see all the banners hanging up, so you get a feeling leaving and coming right back, knowing that, you know, we really hold it down when it comes to sports and anything else. So, you know, I'm definitely proud to be from Boston.
Hey, Rob, so you talked about, you know, the home turf advantage, you know, being from Boston the last time you fought, but now you're on the other side of it.
Hostile territory.
Where Pettis has actually got the home court advantage or home ring or octagon
cage
advantage.
Cage advantage.
You know, how much does that play into this fight for you? Like, how much do you think about that?
It definitely plays into it a little bit. You know, he's definitely going to be comfortable. You know, he's not going to be at a hotel. You know, he's going to be sleeping at his house. You know, he's probably going to be at his home gym and all that. So that definitely plays. But with fighting in your hometown, brings a lot of pressure and a lot of, like, annoying things. You know, like everybody's hitting you up for tickets. You know, you're trying to cater to everybody, trying to make sure you're trying to show everybody some love. So that definitely plays a role. You know, if he doesn't know how to handle that, you know, it could be bad. I know a lot of guys that don't like fighting at home. You know, they love fighting on the road. So, you know, we'll find out.
You know, one of the things, and I mentioned it to Elias Theodoro in the first hour, as a licensed judge in the state of Florida, it kind of drives me crazy when people say, you know, home field, home whatever. Like, he's going to get an advantage fighting in his hometown. The judges are not normally from where the event is. You know, when Elias fought, they were American judges. How much do you guys as fighters, you know, talk about that kind of stuff? Oh, we're fighting in his hometown. It's a disadvantage, it's an advantage, whichever.
I think it's bigger in, like, if you go into, like, Brazil or, like, obviously out of country. But it can't, now, there is thing, because, like I said, like, I've actually known of a judge not wanting to give a decision to a close fighter just because he was from Boston. He figured that it would go the other way. So it's you know, definitely I do believe it does play a factor, because, like, most commissions use the local judges and local referees. So I definitely do believe it plays a little factor, but bigger out of country.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that it's more perception? You know, like I said, I honestly believe that I could judge my mom fighting my wife. I believe that. And I believe it. I honestly don't think
it. I'd pay for that view.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there. But isn't it more just perception from outside, you know, that you can't do it. You know, if you know this person, or, you know, there was a judge, I think, that had, it was on Clay Guida's Facebook page, you know, and it kind of got rolled out of control with that. I don't know.
I mean, especially with the obvious fights, though, like the obvious, like the clear cut guy, this guy's definitely winning. I think obviously that's easy, but it could get a little dicey when it's a real, real close fight, and like you got a local guy that you see at all the local shows, and you see him all the time, you probably know the guy. That could get a little funky.
So basically, you're saying the judge that said Fury lost by four rounds a couple weeks ago.
Hey Rob, so like you, I am an aspiring MMA fighter, but I'm still stuck in the pizza industry, and I know you're a pizza delivery guy, so. Talk about your experience there.
Well, before you answer, just so you know, we are broadcasting live from a pizzeria in the Tampa Bay area. That's where we broadcast every Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Matt owns a couple pizzerias.
I do.
So he was dying to bring up some pizza stuff to you.
Perfect. Yeah, you know, I started off delivering pizzas. You know, I was, I think I was 20 at the time. Yeah, I was 20 at the time. I was, you know, delivering pizzas and, you know, just delivered to the right house at the right time. They were doing some jiu-jitsu in the garage, and you know, they told me what they were doing. They broke it down, and then from that day, I checked out their gym and been hooked ever since.
That is awesome.
Wow.
I didn't know that. That is awesome. Because I was going to ask a totally different question, because I've stopped by Matt's pizzeria, and he's like, hey, Randy, will you do me a favor? My driver didn't show up. Will you deliver this pizza? And I delivered six pizzas, and the guy didn't tip me, and I was so mad. So what happened when somebody didn't tip you? What went through your mind?
You know, you would definitely, you know, obviously be a little upset, but – you know, that definitely off the record, it would do nothing to the, you know, to the pizzas. But you never know the next order. You never know, man. Something might happen to your pizza. But
or something.
So Rob, you're the 11th ranked bantamweight fighter. You know what's your ranking in the pizza industry?
I'm number one, baby. Fastest delivery ever.
Love it.
Maybe next time you ride your bike. Matt rode a bike from Tampa, St. Pete to New York City to promote pizza.
Oh.
So maybe you can get Rob along.
Rob, so I invented the pizza diet. I track macros. I literally became a professional bodybuilder eating nothing but pizza. So I'll extend the red carpet to you anytime you're in the Tampa Bay area. You got dinner here. If you want to come by and pick up a couple shifts in between fights, you let me know. Put you on the road.
I would love to do that. My mother's out there in Tampa, so I'll definitely come stop by.
Oh, open invite, brother.
Yeah,
anytime.
We got to set that up.
Anytime.
Or how about we do this? Now, total, you know, we don't want anything public, but we'll get her address, and you can deliver a pizza to her on the way home tonight.
And
awesome.
We can open up the garage and do
awesome.
That'd be
awesome.
Before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about Sergio Pettis. Not game plans and stuff, but, you know, basically what needs to be done. What do you have to do to be victorious on Saturday night?
You know, I just got to be the quicker fighter. You know, I think he thinks he's going to be faster. I think he's going to be. I think he believes he's going to be. You know, a little smoother on the feet. And I totally disagree with that. I think I'm quicker than him. I think I'm longer than him. I definitely know I hit way harder than him. So I just got to go out there and, you know, be the bully pretty much.
What do you do to relax? You know, it's Wednesday. You're 3 days before your fight. You know, do you try to block it out, or do you relax by thinking about the fight that's coming up in 3 days?
Honestly, I just try to go like the mall, get out there, walk around, do a little shopping, but just try not to think about the fight. Watch a lot of, you know, stupid shows on TV, but nothing, you know, too crazy. But yeah, you know, maybe catch a movie, but nothing crazy. Just lay low.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time. I used to always, when I was younger, watch The Pest. I don't know if you remember that movie, The Pest, with John Leguizamo.
No, it'll be another movie that I haven't seen that I need to. I do a contest on the show, name 10 movies. If I've seen 7 of them, you win a prize. And I think only 4 people in the country have ever won a prize. I can't sit still long enough, you know, to do that. Anyway, Rob, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so that we can get your address so we can send you some 8-man strong swag for coming on the show. Best of luck
Perfect.
To you. Let's stay in touch, and let's get you down here to the Tampa Bay area.
My man, thank you guys for having me.
Talk to you soon.
See you, Rob.
That is Rob Font taking on Sergio Pettis.
My brother in pizza.
Yeah, see, I always...
I'm not supposed to cheer or root, but I mean, it's hard to root for. It's not hard not to root for a pizza guy.
Well, that's true. You can root. It's just you have to root privately.
Right.
You know, there was only one time that I almost rooted.
Really?
Almost. So Aaron Stecher used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and left, got released, whatever. I don't remember. He went to the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
So the Saints are playing the Bucs, and he's returning, and the ball rolls between his legs. You know, he's the return man, and he kind of like fumbled it or whatever. Sure. It rolled through his legs. He picked it up and took it to the house. And so you've been, you know, in the press box before. So I stick both hands underneath and I'm like clapping a little bit, you know, because I was happy for Aaron Stecher.
Okay.
But yeah, you can't publicly. You can't.
No jumping on the couch like Tom Cruise and Oprah and celebrating a big play.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that. Yeah, I think that would. I had somebody, I don't remember who it was, but a tool bag that I took to a UFC.
Okay.
And he was such a tool that two things. One, he wore his UFC credential on the plane home, which I can picture you doing.
I would do that.
Okay. But he also jumped up on the table and cheered when something happened.
That's when the UFC security comes in like, you lose a credential, you lose a credential, and you lose a credential.
So, yes, you've been fired live on the air.
I have.
I kicked him off the plane.
Well, I haven't gotten that status yet.
Well,
so.
We've only been on the plane once.
Sure. No, we went to Brooklyn. We came back from Brooklyn together, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we because you fell asleep on the cab. I wanted to kill you. I literally wanted to kill you. Like, it's my responsibility to get us to the airport.
I was trying to find the cash cab, and that guy wasn't available, so I'm not staying awake for that.
So I had to pay for the cab, and I had to get us there.
That's the joys of being the boss, man.
All right, so we do have some breaking news coming up.
Ooh,
momentarily.
All right.
Dave Feldman from Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. He's been on the show numerous times.
I got a Randy Feldman connection.
Go ahead and give your plug.
No, it's the 13 Ugly Men. They're doing their ugly Halloween.
Are you all 13 of them?
No, yes. Yes, depending on what sweater I wear. But they're having their ugly sweater event coming up on the 14th. It's a great foundation. I met him actually at the Ryan East Foundation with you. And we connected, and I've been to his white parties out at the Hard Rock, and their charity does amazing work in our community. So I told Randy, I'll give it a shout.
Are you allowed to talk about something you're doing, I think, on Saturday? Or is that top secret? It's a charity thing that you're doing.
I don't think I'm not allowed to talk about it. But,
well, since you haven't been told you can't,
yeah, so,
do it, and then that way if you can't...
Hulk Hogan and Ron Howard and those guys are doing a charity thing.
Richie Cunningham's in town?
The other Ron
That's
Howard.
That's awesome.
This is Hulk Hogan's Ron Howard. And they're doing a charity thing to feed some needy children this time of year during the holidays, and we're going to partner together. I'm going to donate the food and deliver it out there, and we're going to, you know, bring some cheer to some less than fortunate kids in an undesirable situation. So, honored to be a part of that and the boys out at the Clearwater Beach Fitness.
Could you ask your buddy Terry Bollea, better known as Hulk Hogan, I want a picture of him picking you up like he picked up Rocky Balboa and throwing him outside of the room.
After the way he snatched the pizza out of that video the other
day. I saw it.
I'm not going anywhere near that, man.
Yeah. I saw him snatch it out of your hands, and then I saw it at the very end. He kind of like threw it back at you.
But I got my joke in. Why is wrestling the dumbest sport on earth? Because two men fighting for a belt with no pants on. No?
No.
He didn't like it either.
Yeah.
That's why he snatched the pizza out of my hand.
Yeah.
But, no, they're great guys, man. Those guys are the best. So we'll wait for Dave Feldman to come on. But I don't know if they're connected. Maybe they're family. They're both in the entertainment business.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dave has done these, like, food truck things.
Oh, the rallies.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big one, right? Didn't he do, like, the world's largest one? I think it was like 100 trucks or something out at the state fair.
Yeah.
Like it's incredible what they do.
And I think my test should be that I go and eat from all 100 trucks.
Yeah. And if Elias was correct, you would have to like double your body weight in medical cannabis to kill you. So you go there first.
So
then you're safe forever.
If that's true, and Elias would know.
He would.
That's a lot of cannabis.
But going back to that, how do you like the guys using their spotlight after a fight to use a political agenda? I mean, we've seen it in the Olympics.
We've seen it in entertainment, you know, with politics and
stuff.
Sure.
We see it with the Oscars right now, going back.
Well,
I
haven't seen it because I don't watch it.
But, you know, going back from early, you know, tweets, like, are comedians exempt from racial, like, thing, like, statements
and jokes?
They say
they are. They say they are. So my question is, if they are they always exempt, or is it only when they're on stage?
Like, and it's only during that when the time is sensitive for that issue. I mean, you know, is it forever? Because they're going back way back to, like, ban him from the Oscars or what have you, or make it.
See, again, I don't accept that, you know, just me personally. You know me. A lot of our listeners personally know me.
Sure.
So when I say what I'm about to say, you know this to be true. I don't care. I don't care what you say to me. I don't care if you like me. I really don't. I mean, I'll say why, you know, what happened, what, you know, but I don't care. You don't want to like me, don't like me. You want to say something negative about me, say something negative about me. I'm playing basketball with a friend of mine quite a few years ago.
Oscar Schmidt?
Yes. Oscar Schmidt, the greatest non-American to ever play basketball on planet Earth.
Biggest star to come out of Brazil behind Pele?
There's a couple soccer players. Isn't Ronaldo or one of those guys? Yeah, I mean, but I would definitely say that Oscar Schmidt is one of the top five.
Yeah.
Best players, time. Most well-known in Brazil.
Sure.
It was so bad that Oscar Schmidt's son went to school in the States and had bodyguards pick him up at the airport.
Wow.
So, and after going to Brazil, you know, I totally get
it. You understand why?
Yeah. Right. No, I totally understand. But by now, you bringing up Oscar Schmidt, I have no idea what I was talking about.
No, but we're talking about, like, how the fighters or athletes use their political agendas or their cause or missions at the point of a victory. Do you like that? Are you a fan of it?
You know, you have the platform. You know, you have the platform. Use the platform. Now, whether somebody else likes it or thinks you're abusing the platform, tough. Turn the channel.
Sure.
Turn the radio off. Don't watch Elias fight.
But don't turn off Knockout Radio.
No, if you don't like what... No, I'm saying whatever.
It's true.
You know, it's words, and that's where I was going. I was playing basketball with a friend of mine, and who's black, and he still is, and somebody called him the N-word.
Okay.
Okay? And, you know, he didn't care. You know what his comment was? And it was unbelievable, because it's what I... He's like, you don't know me.
Sure.
So for you to call me that, why would I be upset? You don't know me.
Sure.
It doesn't bother me. It might bother me a little bit if you knew me and used a racial whatever word.
Sure.
But you don't know me. It doesn't bother me. Say whatever you want about me. But yeah, comedians, their job, even though what he said necessarily wasn't funny, but it was in his show.
Right.
So my question is, because some people said it was and some people said it wasn't, do they get a pass if it's in the show? But not a pass if you hear it.
Well, Michael Richards from Kramer from Seinfeld. I mean, he obviously he wasn't exempt from it. I mean, he lost his career basically from racial tones or racial slurs. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a fine line. I mean, we're in the broadcast media world, so we're always.
So let's break some news. At least I think we're breaking some news.
Break it up.
I've been fortunate enough to go to two of the three of the Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. It's awesome. I want to say it's the newest, but it's probably the oldest that's new. On with us right now, again, the president of BKFF, Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great, thank you. BKFC.
Oh, see.
Getting confused with the other company. We're Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. The
oh, I'm definitely not confusing you with the
other first legally sanctioned and regulated bare knuckle fighting event ever in the history of the world.
Now, like I said, it's been around for a long time, and then it went away because it was not sanctioned here. So as I talk on a regular basis, do I call it new, do I call it old, or do I call it new old?
You know, I think the way we've been describing it is the world's oldest combat sport is now the world's newest combat sport.
Well, there you go. All right. We'll use that tag from now on. Now, rumor has it there's some big news, some great news about the next event, and I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing February 2nd. We'll be live from Cancun, Mexico, on pay-per-view. We have some really big names that we're putting on this show. So I'm going to drop it for you. We're doing Rowdy Beck Rawlings will be defending her championship against Cecilia Flores, tough Muay Thai fighter from Mexico. That's going to be an all-out explosive war. Really, really looking forward to that one. We also have making his Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship debut, longtime UFC fighter, LFC fighter, tough fighter, and very well-known and very well-liked, always comes and brings it, Leonard Bad Boy Garcia will be towing the line against someone who just fought in the other Bare Knuckle organization, Julian Lane, who scored a nice win over, I can't remember who he fought, but he scored a really nice win on that card. And so Julian Lane will be fighting Leonard Garcia. I think that's going to be another all-out war. I think it's funny, as we were doing the bout sheet yesterday, I said to my son, who works with me as well, and I said, man, I mean, I don't even know how to schedule the order of these fights because they're all just all-out wars, man. It's going to be a really great night. We have Chris Lytle will be making his bare-knuckle fighting championship return. He'll be fighting former UFC fighter from Mexico, Eric Montano. That's another one that's going to be a great fight. We have Joe Riggs is coming back, and he's fighting another former UFC fighter from Mexico, Rudo Tovar. And then we have another fight that a lot of people have been talking about, and weren't sure which direction we were going with this, but it looks like we're going to make it official probably in the next day or so, but it looks like we're going to have two legends fighting. Shannon Rich will probably be going, towing the line with bare knuckle legend Bobby Gunn on that card, and that's something that a lot of people have been looking forward to. Yeah, I think that's going to be a great fight. A lot of people were a little disappointed in Bobby Gunn's first appearance in bare knuckle fighting championship. Not really his, but his opponent. And right. You know, if he fights Shannon Rich is going to come and bring it. So that's the one we're trying to make, and we're going to see if we can get that done here in the next day or so. And if we can, I think it just adds to this international card that we have that's just going to be phenomenal. And then we just have a slew of other fighters that are on the card as well that are rematch of Fight of the Century. How could I forget this one? Rematch of really Fight of the Year, but bare knuckle Fight of the Century. Tony Lopez is taking on Joey Beltran in a rematch, which was classified as the Blood War. It's just going to be an unbelievable fight, man. Just unbelievable night of fights, and going international in our fourth fight to Cancun is just it's a great statement for our company and what we're doing with bare knuckle fighting right now at this point.
All right, so how did you decide, just from the fights that you said, how did you decide who the main event's going to be? Are you going to roll the dice? Are you going to put numbers behind your back? What are you going to do?
You know, honestly, I'll actually let you know. We're going to decide tomorrow. We have a couple of people as some things are some stories are developing right now, so we'll know soon. But it's so hard. I mean, if I make Chris Lytle the main event, nobody would bat an eye. If I made Bobby Gunn the main event, nobody would bat an eye. If Rowdy Beck was the main event, nobody would bat an eye. If Leonard Garcia was the main event, nobody would bat an eye. So we have so many guys that are main event status in this event. So I'll know tomorrow. I'll shoot you the official order, and you can announce it on your own.
That would be awesome. And I'm going to just throw out a suggestion. You know, I don't do anything behind closed doors. I'm going to do it publicly right now. You know what I would make the first fight of the night?
What's that?
Leonard Garcia. And I'll tell you why. It drives me crazy when people don't come for the first fight and they're there for the entire night. If right. word were to right. get out that somebody like Leonard Garcia is your first fight, you know, or any of them, Chris Lytle, but everybody knows Leonard Garcia, that place will be packed 2 hours before your first fight.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that, Randy. What we're going to be doing, though, we are going to be doing, so we're actually going to be doing an extra hour of broadcasting. So we're going to do a 3-hour pay-per-view broadcast, and then we're going to do 3 fights on Facebook Live again. We're looking to really build up the live viewership on that so they get a taste of it, and then they have an opportunity to purchase it. So on that card, we're going to have a lot of native Mexicans down there from the Cancun, Playa del Carmen area that are going to be fighting on the undercard. So they're going to have a nice crowd there. So we will figure it out. But I also want to make sure that the guys that are buying the pay-per-view don't miss it. An exciting fight like Julian sure. Lane and Leonard Garcia. I mean, that fight it's got fireworks all over it.
Oh, absolutely. Every name that you said, you know, we know. How has, and I know I asked you this a couple of weeks ago, how has your mailbox exploded from 3 weeks ago to 2 weeks ago to this week? As, you know, word's getting out, you know, people tend to procrastinate. February 2nd, right around the corner, more people trying to get on the card.
You know, so many fighters are trying to get on the card, and it is absolutely exploding. But the great thing for us as a company, not just with the fighters, but sponsors are reaching out to us. Television networks are reaching out to us. The doors are really opening for us. So it looks like 2019 is going to be a stellar year for us. I mean, we're very humbled by the progress that we made in 2018 with the first 3 initial events. But right now with the people that are knocking on our door, it's absolutely, you know, it's unreal, if you will. It's awesome.
I don't want to say which is more important, and we are talking to Dave Feldman as we get ready for the next big event, February 2nd in Mexico. And like I said, I don't want to say more important, but what's more important, expanding outside of the country, like you're going international, or opening up more states here in the United States?
I think definitely opening up more states, but I think to go international and do it the way we're doing it with the legitimacy that we're going to have and bringing in the right officials and everything like that, and going international and then bringing it back to the United States, I think that makes a big statement that we're able to go international this early in the game. And after we made the statement of getting it legalized, we're able to go outside the country, then come back in. I think it speaks volumes, because the reception we're getting in Mexico is almost better than the reception we got from the first fight in America. It's unbelievable. They think we're the biggest thing that ever came to Mexico. So we're super, super excited about that. We're doing it in a baseball stadium. So, we're setting it up for 8,000 people, but the stadium is telling me that we might go all out and do the whole 12,000 people. So, we'll see what happens there. But the reception has just been unbelievable there. So I think, but to answer your question without going on and on, is definitely we want to open up some more states, especially some of the key states, which would be probably the ones that you already know would be like a Nevada, California, New York, something like that. One of those pops, I think, then it's just a domino effect for us.
Well, and of course, the state that means the most to both of us, you can say Vegas is the fighting capital of the world. We all know that's not true, because the fighting capital of the world is Philadelphia. So, I mean, we definitely get something back over. Do you put, final question for you, I don't mean to monopolize your time. When you are thinking of places to go, we just had a couple UFC fighters on. We have Kevin Lee coming up in about 15 minutes. They're fighting in Milwaukee this weekend. It's cold. They have something called jackets on, which I don't know what that means. You're going to a place like Mexico, in Cancun, Mexico. Do you look at sometimes where you can have an event so it's good for the fighters, it's good for the fans that want to fly in? I mean, who would want to go to Milwaukee when they can go to Cancun?
Well, I think we're definitely going to that as the options open. But, with the first event, we went to Wyoming, where the altitude was pretty much almost the highest in the country. And with that being said, that wasn't probably the prime choice as far as for the fighters, to be able to breathe properly and everything like that. But, yes, I mean, if we can bring them to places like Florida, like Southern California, Texas, places that has a great climate and it's a great atmosphere for these guys, we're all over it. But you took the words out of my mouth. I mean, I would love to be in Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. I've promoted over 300 boxing and MMA shows in Philadelphia. And if I can bring bare-knuckle fighting to the state of Pennsylvania, especially right here in my hometown of Philadelphia, it would really cap everything off for us.
How close, you said in the next day or two, finalizing Bobby Gunn versus Shannon Rich, how close, what needs to be done? I don't want to ask you, whose side is where, but, what needs to be done, and how can fans do whatever to make sure this fight happens?
It's not just what the fans can do right here at this point. It's not even dollars and cents. It is that we build this card as USA versus Mexico. So, we had to maneuver some things around, because we already had some Mexicans scheduled for Bobby Gunn and Shannon Rich to fight. So it's just making sure that these guys are okay getting out of their contract and we can put this fight together. I think it's going to happen there. I personally would like it to happen in the United States better, but hey, look, our next show is February 2nd. We're looking to continue making statements, and what better way of making a statement than have, legend Bobby Gunn fighting Shannon Rich, a fight that's been talked about for a long time. And I think on the worldwide stage, I don't think these guys will do anything less than 100%.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you'd have to jump up on the counter like we talked about, last time. How can fans get more information, and, how can they purchase some of your swag? I have people talking all the time, where do we get a hat? How do we get a T-shirt? I know that you guys sell those at the events. Can they purchase them through a website and represent as well?
Absolutely. We have our merchandise available on our website at bareknuckle.tv. It's in television. That's bareknuckle.tv. We have that. We will have the ticket information up shortly. We will have all the pay-per-view information up shortly. But just keep checking our website for periodic updates. We're going to be updating the flight card as we move forward. We're going to be updating actually some vacation packages that people can purchase in Cancun to make it a lot more enjoyable and easier for them. So just keep going to our website, bareknuckle.tv, and also keep checking with you, because we're going to, give you first dibs on a lot of information as well.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. Final thing for you for the third time. One of your commentators, we all know him as Mason the Line Dixon, Tampa's own Antonio Tarver. What's the chance of maybe getting him out of the booth and getting him in the squared circle?
We're actually in talks right now. Just, you know, look, he's a well-accoladed athlete and obviously a multi-time world champion, and he made so many statements. So to make sure that the money is right for him, and he understands what we can offer him, and we understand what he can offer us. And just to get on the same playing field, it's probably going to take just a little bit more negotiating. But I think it's very possible. I'm not going to say it's definitely going to happen, but it's very, very possible, and it's likely that you will see Antonio Tarver take the gloves off pretty soon.
Wow, that would be awesome. Dave, thank you very much for your time. You know, keep us close. Whenever you need anything, give us a call.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
That is Dave Feldman. I've been to two of the three.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff. I mean, it's different. And we've had Bobby Gunn on, and I think we're going to have Shannon Rich on like any minute.
Okay.
So let's go hit this break. I know we're way over. We'll hit this break. Kevin Lee coming up. We'll try to squeeze Shannon Rich on as well.
Awesome.
And let's find out. Shannon Rich, I saw the video.
I saw it too. I got my bags packed. I'm ready to go to Cancun.
As long as you have passports. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Monster Jam. There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm going to smash this beat. You already know what time it is. This mother beat ain't going to catch up with me, boys. Platinum time, beat.
You remember we did that liner as we were sitting and spent a long time with a surprise guest, Kevin Lee, coming up in about 5 minutes. So we got to do this quick. Guy has 6,432 professional fights. How many amateur fights do you have, Shannon?
I don't think amateur was an option back in the day, dude. Went
so
straight into pro, so in the main, or in
you
a
were
just, time.
So you were just listening as Dave Feldman was on, and he broke all sorts of news, including, I guess you and Bobby Gunn might go down in Mexico?
Hey, man, that's news to me because, you know, the other day, I don't know how this thing is all orchestrated or what, but about a month ago, I was contacted to fight a Mexican guy in Cancun, bare knuckle boxing. I said, I'm absolutely all for it. You know me, I'm red, white, and blue, all-American, ex-military veteran. I'm all about it. So America versus Mexico in HB, no, I mean, bare knuckle boxing. I said, yeah, absolutely. And then like a day, 2 days ago, I'm doing a private lesson in my gym, and Bobby Gunn shows up at my gym and challenges me and actually accepts the challenge I made to him over 2.5 years ago because he's been ducking me, and he never wanted to fight me when it came time. And then so now all of a sudden, I'm thinking Dave Feldman's going to announce I'm fighting this Mexican guy. And all of a sudden, I'm thrown out to, hey, man, you might be fighting Bobby Gunn. Well, I've never even, that has never even crossed the table. I mean, you know me, I'm never going to duck anybody. I'll fight anyone.
Sure.
They put up the money, I'll fight. I mean,
so
would that be the
only stumbling block, per se, to go from who you thought you were fighting to fighting Bobby Gunn? Is just if they would
pay
the money?
Yeah, absolutely, because I was gonna fight pretty cheap to fight the Mexican guy. But, you know, if they want me to fight Bobby Gunn, who is the so-called world champion of bare knuckle boxing, which is bullshit. I mean, bull ass. Beep. I don't think Bobby Gunn is all what he says he is. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't mind putting my hands on him. I'd love to put my hands on him, but I want to get paid for it.
Now, you told us when we met in Denver that you fought bare knuckle before, so this wouldn't be the first time.
I'm 25-3 with 25 wins by knockout. I was actually inducted into this Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame that Bobby Gunn is also inducted into. So, yeah, same thing.
So when do you think you'll know?
You know, I'm just waiting on Dave Feldman. You know, that's all it is. It's just waiting on a promoter. He contacts me and he says, hey, man, we're going to change your opponent. Then let's talk about it. Let's make this happen.
How long have you, we were talking about this, and I know I want to get you on at a later time, and we want to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. How long, you said 2.5 years with Bobby Gunn, but how long have you been trying to, you know, move on in the career, fight more bare knuckle, fight more mixed martial arts?
Well, you know, I'm the ultimate athlete. I am Abe Strong. So I've been fighting since 1991. If it's kickboxing, bare knuckle boxing, Muay Thai, jiu-jitsu, MMA. It doesn't matter. I'm the ultimate athlete. I've been fighting nonstop since 1991. So, I mean, I've been fighting. I haven't been fighting. I've been fighting continuously.
So we just have to sit back and wait for Dave now.
Yeah, that's all, you know, it's up to the promoter, and they want to come up with the money. I'm in, 100%.
What do we need to do as fans? What do we need to do as media, you know, to help push this along?
Well, I don't know. Just to, I mean, it's a fight I've been wanting. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I've been wanting to fight Bobby Gunn for years. And when it came time for him to sign the contract, he ducked. He wouldn't fight. He wouldn't sign the contract. I mean, I had $100,000 set aside for this guy to fight me. And he turned it down and wouldn't fight. Didn't show up. So we did a press conference. We told it all about it. You know, and then I kept being promised, hey, you're going to fight Bobby. You're going to be fighting Bobby. It all fell through. It never happened. Well, this could be the chance where the king of the gypsies gets knocked out. I mean, I'm ready to fight. But Michael fights for free. And I don't think any other professional athlete would fight for free as well.
Sure. Final thing for you, and then we appreciate your time. The video that we saw, was that 100% he just showed up out of the clear blue?
Just showed up out of the clear blue, man. I'm doing a private lesson, and he walks into my gym. Can I come in? Do I have permission to come in? I'm like, Bobby Gunn, what the hell are you doing in my gym? Yeah, I was totally surprised.
Well, and, you know, to his credit, I like that he came in and asked permission.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he didn't stand up. I mean, I can't fault him for that. He showed up like a man. He stuck his hand out. We shook hands, you know. But it's just really weird how they all orchestrated. You know, I don't know if they've had this planned and, you know, just kind of bamboozled me into it or what. But it doesn't matter to me. I'll fight anybody, anywhere, anytime. That's my motto, and I've always lived by it. I've never ducked anyone.
Let's see how this plays out over the next couple days. I'll give you a call back. Let's get you back on next Wednesday, and hopefully this will all be done. And whoever your opponent, you know, will be, we can talk about it next Wednesday.
I mean, one way or another, I want to fight in Cancun. I mean, I was told I was fighting a Mexican guy. I've been training for that guy. I don't think it's fair that, you know, all of a sudden Bobby jumps into the mix and he wants to fight me in Cancun. I think honestly that fight makes more sense in the USA. Philadelphia, that would be the fight of the century right there. But, you know, it just all depends on what the promoter says. It's not up to me. It's not up to Bobby. It's up to the promoter.
It's up to the promoter. Awesome. Shannon, thank you very much for, jumping on with us. Let's talk again next Wednesday. Shannon Rich, we will find out who his opponent will be. But I do know what's going to happen Saturday night in Milwaukee. Main event again, Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, my man? Good
to be here. Appreciate that. Sorry about that situation that just happened. I'm like, what's going on? We're going to do a private just on my cell phone, but we appreciate you coming on. And I need to ask you before we talk about the fight, I would assume that you've been to American Jewelry and Pawn, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, yes. I mean, I just got to see it. You know, if I'm being honest, I ain't get to go in and really meet none of the guys or nothing like that. It was back in the day, so.
Well, let me tell you, you need to go there. You need to go in and hang out with Seth, hang out with Les, let him give you the tour of the back room. It is the coolest thing, and if you've seen the TV show at all, it takes it to another whole level how cool it is inside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up right around that same area. You know, I always pass by it, especially on my way to wherever I'm going. Like, you know, I remember, I know the area real good, so I know it's full of characters. I know how to be.
Yeah, it was fine. I broadcasted live last time the UFC was in Detroit from American Jewelry and Pawn, and it was so cool. I always tell people that I do about 26 seconds of research when I find out who's coming on. And I thought it was the coolest thing that Ted Simmons went to your high school. I used to be bat boy for the Cardinals when he played for the Cardinals, and I think they named the baseball diamond after him.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I went to, you know, my mom, she actually did a good job of getting me out of the neighborhood where we lived in and put me in a good high school. So, you know, I got to give all credit to her for that, really. But, yeah, next time do at least 31 seconds. You know, we from the 313. 26. Okay. Come on, 31, baby. Where you at?
Okay. All right. I'll add a couple more seconds onto it. You got me. All right. How has training changed for you since your very first fight to this training camp?
I mean, that's where the biggest improvements have been made. You know, as soon as I was done with that fight with Al, the first time for my UFC debut, it was such a shock. It was such a big step up in from fighting in front of a couple hundred people to fighting in front of the thousands in Prudential Center and the millions around home and all that, I knew as soon as I was done that I would have to get with a real training camp and really take this serious as a professional. You know, I only trained 3 weeks for that fight the first time, but this time no corners have been cut. You know, I've had a dozen fights since then, and in each training camp I'm getting better and better and better, and I feel like this is no different, and I'm just learning through all these years of experience.
I don't do a whole lot of stuff on social media, but I've seen a couple things, and it's been brought up about the first fight that was 4.5 years ago. How can you take anything, good or bad, from a fight that was 4.5 years ago?
You know, I feel like Al is. Al's the only one that's kind of really taken something from that fight. I've seen it once, and since they announced this, and, you know, I don't even really take much from it. I feel like I'm a completely different person. You know, the only thing I could take from it, it was a damn good fight, which means that this one's going to be even better. You know, Al stuck in there. We had a really good fight back and forth. I feel like Al's taking something from it just because he hasn't shown as much evolution. You know, like I said, I've had 12 fights since our last fight. He's only had 6. And, you know, he maybe got a little bit better, but I felt like I fought much tougher competition, and I've rose to the occasion a lot more. So, you know, I don't take too much from it. I'm going out there on Saturday, and it's going to be a whole different thing. But
I guess that everybody, not just in the fight game, in any game, takes whatever they need to take for motivation. You know, whether it's a radio show, whether it's a fight, training, baseball, whatever it takes that person, whatever they need, and maybe that's what Ally Kinta needs.
Yeah, I mean, whatever floats your boat, you know. He's a tough guy, and I feel like that's kind of what he took from it and can see that. But at the end of the day, listen, he's tough. I'm just as tough, and I'm way more skilled. So it's going to make for a great fight, and I feel like he's going to keep pushing forward through being bloodied up and battered and bruised and still trying to push for a win, and that's going to make a great fight for me because I'm outshining him in every area.
We are talking to Kevin Lee, main event Saturday night. Can you put too much pressure on yourself when you hear, if you hear, you know, after this fight, if you win this fight, you know, there's title, you know, contention stuff, or do you block all that out? It doesn't matter what's Sunday because you have to get through Saturday first.
No, I keep it real. I look forward always. I'm looking right through the guy. I knew as soon as I saw what Khabib did to Conor McGregor in his last fight, I knew that Ally Quinta made the most sense for my next one. Just because Al's last fight, he went the full distance with Khabib and showed a lot of holes in Khabib's game and made that man look human. So once I go out there and I dominate him and I shut him down in all areas, then I'm going to let the people decide who's the next rightful challenger. And I feel, you know, I've been calling out Khabib for years. It's been maybe 2.5 years that I've been on his head. And I feel like I still got that man's number. So I'm chasing titles in this game. Yeah, Al's just a route for me to get there. There's a little bit of the redemption. There's a little bit more fun. I don't really like him. He don't really like me. That make the fight fun. But at the end of the day, I'm chasing titles.
Does it add more to a fight when you do dislike your opponent?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I'm a young kid from Detroit. I like a little bit of back and forth. I like a little bit of fun. I like fighting somebody I don't like. You know, it adds it to me. When he's laying unconscious on the ground after our fight and I get to look down, I'm going to remember that for a long, long time. And I'm going to be like, you know, it's gonna put a nice smile on my face.
Well, let's flip it then. How difficult is it to fight somebody that you like?
You know, that's the bigger challenge for a guy like me, I guess. In my last fight with Edson Barboza, I couldn't dislike the guy. You know, he was a nice kid from Brazil, brought his family up from you know, the favelas, which is, you know, I'm from Detroit, but it really don't hold a candle to the favelas down there. So it made me kind of like him a little bit. And, you know, after the first two rounds of me beating him so bad and winning both rounds 10-8, I kind of felt a little bad beating him up. So it helps if I don't like him, I think.
All right, let's let the audience, the fans, get to know Kevin Lee a little bit. I love asking this question on my players show on Monday night with the NFL. You're going to have 4 people come over to your house for dinner, living or passed away. and they cannot be family members. Who are you going to break bread with? Who are you going to hang out with for a couple hours?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a loaded question that you asked. All right, let's see. You know, it could be anybody, or does it have to be sports?
No, anybody. It can be fictitious. You know, just to throw one out, I've always said I would want to go out to dinner with Rocky Balboa. Not Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Rocky Balboa.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I would definitely throw let's throw Michelle and Barack right out there, just out the gate. I would have both of them there just because I feel like their chemistry would really make it happen. Even though you kind of had to be on your P's and Q's around Barack, I still want them there. And then, you know, if I had somebody, it'd probably be Iron Man, you know, not without the suit on and all that, but Tony Stark, you know, he's like the kind of icon for me. And then the other one, let's say maybe Elon Musk, just because I want to get in that man's head and see what he's talking about, because it seems like he has some wild thoughts and he'll drive some interesting conversations.
That's awesome. That's an awesome four. All right, so another question. I asked a fighter this, and it's become one of my favorite questions to ask you guys. I don't remember who the fighter was, and I asked him, have you ever kind of like daydreamed in the middle of a fight? And he told me that he was fighting Dennis Siever, who we all know is from Germany, and his corner was talking in German. So in the middle of his fight, he started to think about that Something Bastards movie that I've never seen. So what's the strangest thing, what's the funniest thing that you've kind of drifted off in the middle of a fight?
I gotta be honest. I don't really. I can't point to no specific time. You know, it does happen. It happens a lot. You know, you might be. You know, I'm usually thinking about where I'm gonna spend this money. If I'm being honest with you, you know, I can't think of no specific instance in that. But usually, especially when I'm getting close to the finish, I'm like, oh, okay, I see that money coming. I see, you know, because I get double if I win. So, you know, sure. I keep that in my head more than anything. But for the most part, I try and stay as focused as I could be.
Have you ever thought about, you know, bonus money, performance money? You know, you're putting a serious beat down and you're thinking, you know, I need to throw like 12 more of these and maybe I can get that bonus. I don't know why I talked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't even look, I'd be lying if I say I didn't. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, when you're going against the best of the best in the world, you know, you have to stay focused. You have to stay in the fight the whole time. And I feel like once I'm able to do that and once my mental side catches up to my physical, I'm going to be completely unstoppable. But I ain't going to lie to you. It'd be some times where I'm like, okay, there's 50 G's hanging on this one. Maybe I could just, if I just hit them one, two more times,
what's your favorite attraction that you've hit while you've, you know, gone around the country, while you've gone around the world fighting? You know, one of the first ones I think about is when I did come to Detroit and I went to Hittsville. Coolest thing I've ever been to. What's something that you've been to that you would recommend fans across the country or world go check out?
Across the world, it'll definitely be Japan. You know, I got to see the Samurai Museum in Japan, and it really, you know, Japan in general was is just so different than anything that I ever had seen before or what I was used to, the customs and how people treat everything with such respect, and it's just so different. But then I got to see the Samurai Museum, and it kind of woke me up a little bit and made me realize, like, people really used to fight with swords and weapons, and, you know, when you touch them, you're like, oh, man, like, you know, I fight for a living now. But, you know, I ain't getting cut with no sword. It's a little bit easier to me to go out there and get hit with something, a kick or something. But, yeah, worldwide, it'd definitely be a Samurai Museum in Japan, right in Tokyo. In here in the United States, the best thing that I've been to, I would say, as a fight fan, was it definitely the Rocky Steps in Philly. You know, when you get to walk through downtown Philadelphia and see, and, you know, it just kind of brings you back and make sure that you really know this is real. It, you know, even though it was a movie, you know, the fighting city of Philadelphia and all that, it's really real. I know a lot of great fighters from Philly. So getting to see them Rocky Steps and seeing that it all really was there kind of like solidified that for me.
We need to touch base. Next time you go to Philly, I'll give you the addresses for the pet shop, the gym, the bar, all that kind of stuff, and that is definitely cool. Kevin Lee, UFC on Fox 31 main event. Thank you for your time. Let me put you on hold so I can get your address to send you some Ape Man strong swag for coming on and spending some time with us, and let's talk again real soon.
Always, my man.
That is Kevin Lee. Ran across him in Detroit on the street. It was the coolest thing ever. Awesome. He was like just an everyday guy walking around. I'm like, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? It was pretty cool. Kevin Lee, main event, Saturday night, UFC on Fox 31. No picks.
Oh, no pick. But another
guy.
We're out of time. The guy who didn't get walk around anymore, Boston Bill.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.